We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Good morning, USA.
Yo 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Pump day.
That's right.
Good morning on this fine Wednesday. What's happening?
It is Wednesday. It is hump day, middle of the week.
All you parents, get your asses up. Get ready to take your kids to school.
Yep.
And Monday was a holiday, so it still feels like Tuesday today.
No,
it feels like Wednesday to me.
Wednesday to me.
I'm not going to lie. Nope. It definitely feels like Wednesday. Salute to all the parents taking their kids to school, though, man. I'm not going to front. I envy y'all. I'm not going to lie. I be thinking about that. I'm like, damn, man. They not got four kids, but three of them are in school.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, the wife got to do all those duties, and it's all different ages. So it's from high school to elementary school, the pre-K, and I'm like, I want to do that. I want to take the kids to school.
Yeah, because the pickup is not the same.
No.
Does anybody take a school bus to school?
No. I don't play that. No.
Oh, I used to have to take the bus.
Yeah, me too.
I had to take public transportation, and then at one point we had a yellow bus.
Yeah. No, I never took a yellow bus. I always had to take public transportation.
You never took the yellow bus?
Mm-mm.
You never took a bus that was your complexion?
Nope.
I don't believe that.
Nope.
No. I definitely took the yellow bus, but I mean, nah.
My school was like almost an hour away.
Yeah, mine was about 40 minutes to an hour away, yeah, too. And I had to take three buses to get to school.
All I know is
three buses.
If I ever retire from morning radio, it's simply because I want to take my kids to school in the morning. Okay, that is a privilege. That's something that parents should appreciate.
It's the best thing in the world. It's you know, when the pandemic hit and the kids were doing school virtually, it was one of the best things because I got to wake the kids up.
You got
to get them ready.
It was.
I enjoyed it a lot.
I kind of feel like part of the fun of going to school was the bus ride and coming home. It was like a party on the bus.
But more coming home. Going to school, it was always dreadful waiting for that bus. And especially in New York where sometimes in the winter it just gets cold and it's just cold for no reason. You had to put on long johns, extra socks, and boots and all that. That wasn't fun.
I also think it's different for kids now because kids are always so connected. Back in the day when we was on the bus, you know, that's like when we probably first saw our friends for the day or talked to them. You know what I mean? Now these kids never stop talking to each other for the most part.
They probably could do some fun TikToks on the bus, have a good time. Mm.
I don't know. I just want to take my kids to school. That's all. Okay.
I used to hate when my parents took me to school. I used to be like, drop me off 2 blocks away.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. But also because they didn't have a nice car, so you'd be embarrassed.
Jesus Christ.
I used to be like, drop me 2 blocks away.
Nah, I didn't care. I wanted my parents. My kids love when I drop them off. They enjoy it.
And you get to have conversations with them. You know what I mean? You get to know what's on their mind for the day. You know, you get to see what they're looking forward to for the day.
And then I was always doing my homework still. And then one time, I used to always get car sick. And I remember trying to do my homework, and then as soon as we got that, I threw up all over my books.
Jesus Christ.
My daughter yesterday, she made me a keychain for my birthday. And she was like, Daddy, I made you a keychain. You can put it on your book bag. She was like, book bag? I'm getting old. I should have said backpack. I was like, you little mother effer. You ain't old. But anyway, let's get the show cracking. Regina Hall will be joining us this morning.
Oh, man. Honk if you see. What is it called?
Honk for Jesus.
Honk for Jesus. Honk if you love Jesus.
Honk if you see Jesus.
Honk if you love Jesus.
Honk. Not, yeah.
Honk. I said honk. What do you say? What do you think I said?
Honky. Yeah, I don't know what you mean.
I didn't say honky.
You're so used to saying that.
I don't think there's no white people in that movie, is it? Not that I can remember. I'm serious. Ain't no white people in that movie. Not that I think about it.
Well, it's honk.
Yeah, Honk if you love Jesus is out right now
honk
on Peacock.
Honk for Jesus.
What did I say?
Honk if you love Jesus.
That's not what it's called?
It's called Honk for Jesus.
Oh, Honk for Jesus.
You just made different names.
Well, what's wrong with saying you love Jesus?
Because that's not the name of the movie.
Well, Honk for Jesus is out right now with Sterling K. Brown and Regina Hall. And Regina's going to come talk to us about it this morning.
This guy said honky for Jesus, honks for Jesus.
Yeah, I ain't saying nothing about no honkies for Jesus. Okay? By the way, that's Christianity. Right? That's exactly what that is.
Sheesh. Okay.
All right. Honkies for Jesus is Christianity.
But it's a very funny but dark satirical movie. And so it was great. I enjoyed it. I actually went to the movies to see it.
All right. Well, let's start the show. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about the... All right. Let's keep it light. First, we'll start off talking about the WNBA playoffs, who made it in. And we'll talk about Kevin Durant. And he's upset over NBA 2K23.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Club, good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, last night in the WNBA playoffs, the Sun beat the Sky 104-80, and the Aces beat the Storm 110-98.
Man, drop on the clues bombs for the South Carolina legend, Asia Wilson, and the Las Vegas Aces for making it to the WNBA Finals. Mm-hmm. Well, Asia had like, what, 34 points, 11 rebounds last night?
She had 23 points and 13 rebounds.
23 points, 13 rebounds? It must have been the game before then. Mm-hmm. 34 points.
Won the series 3-1.
Yeah, so she had like, what, 34 and 11 must be the game before. How much she had last night?
23 points, 13 rebounds.
Dropping the clues bombs for Asia Wilson, man. Big cock energy.
Now, Asia had 34 points, 11 rebounds.
She did, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know, I ain't
right
tripping.
Here, Asia Wilson scores 23 points and 13 rebounds last night. Just on these notes.
Well, that was game four? I think game three she had 34 and 11.
Yeah, this was game four. Last night they won 3-1.
Either way,
series 3-1.
Asia Wilson beat balling.
Game three.
Mm-hmm. That was game three. She had 34-11.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And with the Chicago Sky and the Connecticut Sun, their series is tied 2-2. So we'll see who's going to the finals. Also, Sue Bird retired from the game after their playoff loss in Seattle. And here's what she had to say after the game.
It has been my honor to play for this franchise, to play for these fans. I don't know what else to say.
She had already announced in June that this would be her last season. She said she's so thankful for 20 years and that she is going to miss it so much, but she is not going anywhere. At 41 years old, she is one of the game's best point guards of all time, 4-time WNBA champion, 13-time All-Star, 5-time Olympic gold medalist, 2-time NCAA champion, and 5-time EuroLeague champion.
She had a great career.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, now Kevin Durant, in the meantime, is upset over his rating on NBA 2K23. You know that's coming out on Friday, so a lot of people cannot wait. I know that game is going to go crazy and be hard to get. But he tweeted out, at Ronnie2K, I'm going to need an explanation on why I'm not a 99. This has become laughable, because he's a 96. When it comes to the ratings.
Probably because he got swept in the first round of the playoffs last year. And prior to that, he got knocked out in the second round. I mean, don't get me wrong,
it's
KD.
Probably based on his stats, though. Whatever his stats were, that's usually how I think they do the ratings, though.
I mean, KD be balling, but I don't know. Maybe if they feel like you got to take your team to a certain level.
And yeah, I don't think it's I don't think it sells out anymore, because I think these kids go order it online now.
You could just download it.
Yeah, my son never goes to the store anymore. He just downloads it, and he never has a problem.
Do people care about having the actual game?
No.
Like having
he don't care.
Because then J. Cole has that special cover.
Mm-mm. They just download it.
Yeah, I think that's like caring if you got the CD still.
Mm-mm.
As long as you got the music on your phone, you don't care.
Yeah, my son has never went to the store to buy it. They just download it.
All right. Well, look, shows you that I don't really play video games like that.
Oh, we just old. It's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't play video games like that.
Me neither.
So I wouldn't know.
But I'm also old.
So that is your front page news.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. Again, 800-585-1051. Phone lines are wide open. You can vent. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm dialing.
Hey, what you doing, man?
I'm dialing.
I'm calling you.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Hey, good morning. What's your
name? Niecy, how are you?
Niecy, good morning. Get it off your chest.
I'm just calling to talk about the kids going back to school and not being bullied or not being a bully. And parents need to show up to the school, pop up on their kids, and just make sure that everything is good.
I agree.
All the time. I just pop up on the kids sometimes in the afternoon. So my dad did it to me. So, yeah, I absolutely positively just pop up sometimes just to see what's going on.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yes, they have to parent and not be afraid to be a parent. And I just want to say I love this show. Charlamagne, your laugh makes my day.
Thank you, boo.
And I wish y'all the best. And keep doing what you're doing. I tune in every day.
Okay. We appreciate you, Queen. You're what we call a P1 listener.
Yes, you are. And sometimes I would tell parents this. Sometimes you just ask the teacher what the kid did during the day in school. Because what I do with my kids is I say I peek through the window so I could tell them things that they did. You're like, I seen you color that thing orange. So they always think that I'm watching. So to make sure that they just know that I'm around.
Mm-hmm.
My dad did that to me. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what up?
Don't call up here with the quiet storm voice, King. All right, you ain't seducing nobody up here, King.
Here you go, man. You always got to say something when I call up. Charlamagne, what's up with you, man?
I think
why you still talking to me like that, bro?
Anyway, yo, Yee, what up, Yee?
What's up? How are you?
I'm good. Tomorrow my birthday, you know. Woo! Yo, Andy, I seen you on the plane the other day. You know what I mean? I gave you the birthday shout out and all that, you know.
Oh, yeah. Love, bro. I appreciate that. You was going to try to have him sing happy birthday to me on the plane, huh?
Yeah, you.
I see.
Oh, you're a romantic, bro.
That's cute. That would have been
so
cute.
You really a romantic, Mo?
Nah, it's just that Virgo love, man. You love that foolishness, bro.
What is you talking about? All I said was you a romantic. That's fly. You saw your man Envy. You gave him a hug. You wanted to serenade him. Happy birthday on the plane. That's dope, man.
Nah, I definitely gave him 6 degrees of separation. I ain't give him no hug, man. Here you go, man.
Well, that's cute still. That's nice.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, love though. Love y'all. Love y'all.
All right, man. Enjoy your birthday, Virgos, my G.
Y'all ran him off. All right,
respect.
Virgos, my G. After this man done serenade you want to talk tough to him. Virgos, my G.
I didn't say it wasn't tough.
This guy's so crazy. You want to talk tough to the guy now
because
he serenade. He wanted to serenade you.
The whole crew to sing me happy birthday. What do you go after that? What do you do after that? Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning, Breakfast Club. This is Uber Mike. How y'all doing?
Uber Mike,
what's happening?
What's up, brother?
Hey, happy birthday to me today. 45, the big 45.
Hey!
That's everybody's birthday.
Happy birthday, Uber Mike.
All right, two things real quick. That guy that called yesterday that ate that people's food, the Uber Eats or DoorDash guy?
Yep.
He's giving us a bad name out here. He's giving us a real bad name out here.
Okay. But you know what? If the person didn't come get the food, what happens to the food?
Man, he need to throw it away, man. He don't need to eat it. He wanted to eat it. That lady was probably waiting for her food, man. He could have took it upstairs, and there was the elevator.
Why he just didn't leave it at the door? That's what I want to understand.
I doubt.
He could have left it with the security guard.
Yeah.
And Angela Yee, you coming up with stuff for your show. You should do Drive Time with Uber Mike. Just tips and do's and don'ts of what not to do when you Uber Eats or delivery or riding with passengers.
Well, give me some tips right now.
One of the tips is... first of all, don't eat the food. That's one.
That's an easy one.
the second thing is being patient with people. I have over 12,000 pickups. So, there's some do's and don'ts, man. It works. And that's how I get my tips up.
What's your rating?
4.95 out of 12,000 pickups.
Wow.
All right. That's amazing.
Mike, where you from again?
I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas. Okay.
Yep. Y'all have a good one, okay?
All right. Peace. Take care, Uber Mike.
I'm going to be out there during the Cowboys-Giants game this year, so.
Envy, I met you at the Car Fest, at your car show in Houston. Me and my family.
Yep. But I'm telling you, I'm coming out to Dallas, so.
All right, cool. I'll be there.
All right, Uber Mike. Hello, who's this?
Carla, good morning.
Good morning, Carla. How you feeling?
I am blessed and highly medicated.
Blessed and highly medicated.
Wow. All right. Okay. What's up? Get it off your chest.
Okay. What I'm tired of is, dear white people, stop touching black people's hair thinking we had a petting zoo. If you touch my hair again, you're going to get slapped again.
No way.
Oh, I don't play that. That's my...
Again?
I was always taught that my hair is my crown. That is my glory.
That's right.
Do not let people touch my hair. This white lady decides she want to touch my hair and then get mad when I slap her hand.
That's right. You did nothing wrong.
You know, and that's what the police told me I did something wrong. I told them, I said, well, that was assault. She touched my hair without permission.
That's right. I tell my daughters that all the time. I cannot stand it, man. Oh, my God. It's like, yo, these little white kids are drawn to my daughter's hair when they go to school.
And I don't like it. So every time if you touch my hair, if you touch a black woman's hair, you deserve to get slapped. That's all I have to say.
Okay,
right.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Thank you, Carla.
Y'all have a blessed one.
You yes, too, ma'am.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now you got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, let's talk about the BET Awards. There's a host. Find out who it is.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
All right, well, the BET Awards is happening October 4th in Atlanta, and the host is going to be Fat Joe.
Yes!
That makes a lot of sense. Dropping the clues bombs for Fat Joe.
Come on, where's the all the way up? Where's the lean back?
Fat Joe told Billboard this would be the biggest award show in history. It's truly an honor to host and produce the BET Hip Hop Awards, and I can't thank Connie and the entire BET family enough for this opportunity. We're going to celebrate music, culture, and entertainment, honor the biggest and brightest stars in the world, and make this an unforgettable night full of laughs and surprises. Always remember that yesterday's host is not today's host.
There you go. Can't wait for that. Shout
dropping
out to
the
Fat
clues bombs for Fat Joe again.
He got so much happening. He got his one-man stand-up show.
His book,
his show, all of that.
I've never been to the BET Awards. I've never been. I'm going to go this year.
The hip-hop awards.
The hip-hop awards, yeah.
Those
been.
Are in Atlanta. And
in
the,
Atlanta. Yeah, I'm going to go.
The BET Awards are in L.A.
Rep for Fat Joe. Joey Crack.
All right, now get ready for a Real Housewives of Potomac. Season 7 is on the way, and the trailer just dropped yesterday. This debuts on October 9th on Bravo, and it looks like there's a lot going down. First of all, Peter Thomas from Real Housewives of Atlanta, Cynthia Bailey's ex, is going to be on this season, and there's speculation that is he dating Giselle? What's going on between the two of them? Also, Giselle is saying that perhaps somebody's husband is trying to holler at her. Listen to this.
This season on The Real Housewives of Potomac.
You and Michael are
getting a divorce.
We are.
I am elated in a place that excludes her crusty ass grabbing husband.
In our marriage, you said that I could have eye candy.
Karen was sneaking out of town with someone that wasn't ready.
So everybody is asking me if you're sleeping with Peter Thomas.
No,
but you're
I'm gonna exit on that one though.
Many a married man have tried me and I felt like he was trying to see if I was with it. He's a sneaky link.
You want to say that my husband made you feel uncomfortable?
100%.
Giselle is dead to me.
I didn't do anything.
What you will not do is with my mother. You understand me? I will whoop your ass in this place.
Spicy new season.
Okay.
They're too old to be fighting.
Yeah, them. So Giselle is saying Candace's husband, Chris, sent her a DM saying should have came to the W, and he manages the hotel restaurant there.
Well, make sure you subscribe to the Reasonably Shady podcast hosted by Giselle Bryan and Robin Dixon on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network, okay?
Well, are you excited for the new season of Real Housewives of Potomac?
I'm always excited for their podcast. I'm sure they'll be talking about the new season on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Good segue.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of good things happening here. You know, Juan and Robin are getting back together, getting married again. They're divorced, but they still live together. And she's asking for a prenup this time around, and he's upset about that. So we'll see. All right, now Redman has revealed that he's officially a licensed skydiver. So congratulations to him. He said, I worked hard for this, 27 jumps, and studied hard for my written exam and passed today. I'm an official licensed skydiver. I'm wilding in the skies.
What's that mean? Like you jump out with people when they want
to
skydive?
You don't have to do it anymore. You don't have to jump out tandem anymore. You can jump out by yourself.
Oh, I thought when you say you're a licensed skydiver, it means you help people when they want to jump. Instructor, yeah.
No, I think it's he doesn't have to have anybody with him anymore. He can jump out on his own.
And he can do all kind of stunts, too. So Shout out to him. But I'm sure that's a step away from being able to be an instructor too, right?
Like, well, Jesus, Redman. Weed wasn't Redman. Enough. Yeah. Like, how high do you want to be, Redman?
How high?
Jesus Christ.
Jeez, yeah.
My gosh, Red.
All right, now yesterday we told you about The Weeknd losing his voice in the middle of doing a show. He actually was only 3 songs in L.A., and he had to leave the stage on Saturday. If you guys didn't hear it, here it is again.
I don't know what just happened when I screamed, but I just lost my voice. This is killing me, and I don't want to stop the show. But I can't give you the concert that I want to give you right now. I'm going to make sure everybody's good, get your money back, but I'll do a show real soon for you guys. But I wanted to come out and personally apologize. I'm not tweeting or Instagram or whatever. I want you guys to know. And I can't give you. I don't want to give you. I apologize. I'm so sorry. I love you guys so much.
Well, since then, the update is he posted on social media yesterday. Doctor says my voice is safe and with rest, I'll be solid and able to bring the show. My Toronto fans are waiting for it. L.A. date is being worked out soon. Thank you so much for all of the love and understanding that's come my way. I love you all so much. All right. And Justin Bieber is pausing his world tour again, his Justice tour. And that's to focus on his health. He went on his Instagram stories to announce the news. And he said he performed 6 live shows, but it took a real toll on me. This past weekend, I performed at Rock in Rio, and I gave everything I have to the people in Brazil. After getting off stage, the exhaustion overtook me, and I realized that I need to make my health the priority right now. So I'm going to take a break from touring for the time being. I'm going to be okay, but I need time to rest and get better.
I love it. I don't see how you can be mad at any individual for putting themselves first. You know how much money these people are putting to the side to put themselves first? I respect it. Drop on the clues bombs with Justin Bieber, man. I don't care if it's physical health, mental health, emotional well-being, whatever it is. When you need a break, you need a break, damn it.
And remember, he was diagnosed with Ramsay-Hunt syndrome. And so he's taking a break. And this is the 5th time he has paused or postponed this tour for his March 2021 album. It still has about 70 dates remaining.
I'm telling you, that was a luxury that they wouldn't give artists back in the day. They'd make them push through just because it was so much money on the line. And then when these artists go crazy or lose it, whose fault is it?
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, now we got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Ooh, well, let's talk about this kidnapped Memphis jogger, Eliza Fletcher. And they do have an update. Unfortunately, it's not a good one.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Looking to turn a small bet into a big payday? With DraftKings Sportsbook Same Game Parlays, you can pocket more cash when you combine multiple bets from one game. Download the app, sign up with code ENVY, that's ENVY, and get a special offer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian. Premium cocktails on demand.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. Undercover Tourist.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Details. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where we starting, Yeezy?
Well, police have found the body of a woman, Eliza Fletcher. She was kidnapped, and this was in Memphis. She had got up for her jog on Friday, and there's video footage where you can see there's an SUV that is driving past her, and then it waits for her in a parking lot, and then you can see a person get out and violently drag her into the car. Now, unfortunately, her body was discovered. They were still hoping that she would be found alive, but unfortunately, that did not happen. Eliza Fletcher was a mother of two young boys, an elementary school teacher. Her grandfather was a billionaire hardware company magnate, and the person who abducted her actually had previously served 20 years in prison for another violent kidnapping. He had kidnapped somebody and forced them to go to the ATM machine and take out some money. So really a sad situation. Cleotha Abson, he's 38 years old, has been charged with her murder and kidnapping. In the affidavit, they also talk about how they found Eliza Fletcher. They said it was the smell of a decaying corpse that led a police search and rescue team to discover her body. And so that was in high glass near a vacant home on Victor Street in South Memphis. We do want to offer our condolences to her family. They had previously offered a $50,000 reward for her whereabouts. Now,
so sad.
In the meantime, Abson is scheduled to return to court today to be arraigned on additional charges of first-degree murder, premeditated murder, and first-degree perpetration of kidnapping. He's currently being held on $500,000 bail.
Definitely sending her family healing energy. There was no motive. He just...
It seems like he just abducted her, saw her jogging, and then waited for her, and...
And he served 20 years for doing something similar.
Yeah, where he had somebody go in and go to the ATM and take out money. He was 16 at the time when he did that, and then served 20 years in prison when he did that. He forced an attorney into the trunk of a car and made him take out that money from that car.
Jesus.
So, again, that has to be such an awful situation for the family to have to deal about, to deal with. All right, now, Juul is agreeing to pay nearly $440 million, and that is to settle an investigation by dozens of states into the marketing of their e-cigarette products. You guys know the Juul vaping and e-cigarette products.
It's banned, right?
Yeah, they've blamed Juul for an increase in vaping among teenagers across the United States. And so that's following a two-year investigation led by Connecticut, Texas, and Oregon. The company has to pay out the amount over a period of 6 to 10 years. Now, here is Connecticut Attorney General William Tong talking about Juul's advertising campaigns.
Juul can no longer fund education programs in schools, okay? Juul cannot depict persons in any marketing under the age of 35. They can't use cartoons like Joe Camel. No paid product placement in movies or television shows. No more misrepresentations about nicotine quantity, sponsorships, and naming rights. Billboards are gone. That's a big deal for us. Social media advertising. At the end of the day, this is about protecting our kids and protecting all of us from a very significant public health risk.
I'm not mad at it, but why aren't they doing this with all tobacco products? Like, shouldn't the same apply to cigarettes and all forms of nicotine? Why is just the
e-cigarettes? I don't think cigarettes don't cater. Yeah, they don't cater to kids. Cigarettes
don't
cater to kids.
Yeah, they're talking about the marketing of
why don't they cater to kids?
Because it's like cartoons, and it's where they market their products.
Joe Camel was a cartoon.
That's why they said similar to Joe Camel. I don't think they're allowed to do that.
Oh, you can't do Joe Camel no more?
And that was the reason why, if you remember, Chance.
What about the Marlboro Man?
I don't know. But you remember Chance was up here and he was like, he was trying to buy all the jewels that's out there because he know that they're banned and he's into the jewels.
Well, actually, it was banned in July, but then they did appeal that decision. So in July, the FDA suspended the ban of Juul e-cigarettes as they're appealing that decision.
Okay.
So right now, yes, you still can get it until they officially ban it.
Oh, I'm lying. Tobacco billboard's been permanently banned since 1999.
Yeah, it's been a long time. They're not allowed to do that.
Well, you didn't know that. But it's been banned since 1999.
For a long time.
Wow.
That's why they actually had to put all those disclaimers on there and everything and let you know that you could die from doing it. Remember, they made them do all of that. So give people those warnings before they buy them instead of just having them in the stores. All right, well, that is your front page news.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, who's joining us, guys?
Regina Hall, the legendary Regina Hall. Yes. You've seen, what's it called, Honk for Jesus?
I think you got it right for
that's what
it
is. Honk for Jesus.
Honk for Jesus, Save Your Soul with Sterling K. Brown. She's here to talk about that and more.
All right, so we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
The legendary Regina Hall in the building. How are you, Miss Hall?
I'm so good. Happy to be here.
How you feeling?
I was good. It's raining in New York.
It
I
is.
Was ready for some sunny weather.
Well, your hair looks good.
Thank you. Well, you know, that's the good thing about a wig.
Oh, okay. That's a good wig.
It's a good one, right?
Yeah. I didn't even know.
Thank you.
But I was telling you that I went to go see Honk for Jesus in the movies, and I haven't been to the movie theater since before the pandemic. So it was a great experience to go. And for that to be like the first movie I went back to see, it felt good.
Well, thank you for going to the movies. Because, yeah, it's, I have to say, I when I started going back the first time I went, I was like, it's a nice experience.
I watched it on Peacock.
Oh, you did that? It all counts?
Yes.
So I thought it was also part of your production company, right? RH Negative?
Yeah, it's the first thing.
Oh. That's a huge deal.
Yeah, we were excited. You know, the Ebo twins, I just like them. They have a nice, I just think they have an interesting point of view about things, especially right now.
So it was their writing debut also, right, for a feature? Okay, so explain it. So break it all down for us so we know.
So basically, the Ebo twins wrote a script. They did a short before we even came to be. Sent the script. I read the script, loved it, and watched the short. And then they went out and raised the money. And we shot the film in Atlanta. It made it into Sundance.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jordan Peele actually was the one whose deal is at Focus that loved it. And then Focus Universal ended up.
That's an amazing first look for all of you.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be a straight comedy. But then it got real dark a little bit. Like, what did you think when you saw the script?
I thought a lot of things, probably, but there was a point where you read it and you're like, oh, it's funny, and then it just starts taking turns.
Mm-hmm.
But I was happy that it has something to say.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I really have to know, did you have any reservations when you first read the script? Because religious folks don't play about church and religion and Jesus.
Yeah.
So did you have any reservations because of that?
We knew that there were going to be people and groups who were not necessarily going to enjoy the movie, but... No, I mean, I think I like the world and the character. And I mean, I think that's a part of what, you know, art has the ability to do. So, you know, I mean, I thought they came from a very respectful place.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, those are issues that churches have faced publicly, privately. So it's not like we expose something, but I guess it maybe hasn't been done in a movie. But yeah, I mean, I certainly was aware that there could be. I mean, Sterling, too. But I think because we both do respect the church, we felt like it was at least coming from a place of good intention.
I saw a lot of people tweeting, this is Oscars worthy. And this is Regina Hall's Oscar moment. What did you think about that? Did you see all of that as it was trending on social media?
God. You know I'm not on Twitter, but that is so nice to hear. One of my friends called and said, baby, it's doing well on Twitter.
You did a phenomenal job in that, though. I have to say, as Trinity, was your character.
Yeah.
But seeing how you were able to flip from being like the first lady in the church to being angry to telling somebody go f*** yourself to saying God bless you, you know, in the span of just a few seconds. I mean, I thought you did an amazing job. How did you feel while you were playing this role, and how did you even prepare for it?
There's a lot of information in like with First Ladies online, YouTube. They have a lot of shows. I spoke to some, but they do have shows and some more prominent First Ladies. I looked at a lot of their stuff, and I mean, I just did research. I think, you know, it's all, well, you're married, mm-hmm. sir, right? So we will never know what your wife does to support you, but I'm going to assume it's a lot, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So 100%. I just think it's that idea that you might not see what a spouse, in this case, a first lady of a church, does for the support when her, you know, man is facing public kind of difficult situations. But then they also have a real issue. And then, of course, she has her relationship to God. And mm-hmm. I think that's why she feels very committed to the covenant of marriage.
You think you could stand by a man who had those like specific allegations?
No. Well, Regina couldn't.
No.
Regina couldn't.
That bedroom scene, I was like,
oh,
no.
Oh, my God.
I know.
No, man.
I know. That was sad, right?
It was sad. Laying it there was. Mad as hell. Like,
it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfulfilled.
Can we do it the other way this time? Like, what?
I know. Right. You're right. But I really think that she thought this is the crossroad he's facing. We mm-hmm. can pray this away. And then you saw the scene with her mother. I think I think that was the reason she felt compelled mm-hmm. to have.
In church, you feel like you can't get a divorce. Like it's the yes. worst thing. My grandfather used to tell my mom all the time, like no matter what, divorce is wrong. You have to stay married.
It's
Once
true.
You get married, it's forever. You may, you know.
They feel like it could divide the church, mm-hmm. you know. And then like so, sometimes even if they're living separate lives publicly, they'll just stay together.
But that's the beauty of the movie. The beauty of the movie shows that people can, you can be human.
Yeah.
Like y'all are still human even though you're the pastor and the first lady.
Yeah. I mean, I think, listen, if, you know, he has his things that he's, I don't even want to say struggles with because that makes it seem like it's something bad. He has his reality of who he is that mm-hmm. he just can't really live out. Because
publicly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But he can't stop. Right.
But he can't stop himself. And like, maybe if he were allowed to do him, they would have been best friends.
Mm-hmm.
She would have met somebody else that was more appropriate, and then he would have met someone who was more appropriate, and then they would have gone to dinner together.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't have had the bedroom scene.
Listen, can you imagine that? Now, picture this in real life, Regina.
No, even when I read the bedroom scene, I was like, this is worse than doing a love scene. Like, it was more awkward for us to do that scene than if we had done like a hot and heavy scene,
mm-hmm.
just
right.
because of the subject matter and the dialogue. It was sad.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't getting no less. Yeah. She'd lay there mad because that would piss you off.
Oh, I mean, yeah. And that's the reality of how it was always happening.
Mm-hmm. That was Oscar worthy. The look of disappointment on your face after you did what you did to him.
And then he slept good.
Just went to bed.
He did. No shame.
None.
No.
You mentioned the scene of Trinity and her mom. And I was thinking about that because I think the question was, she said she kept going back to the Bible to pray for her marriage. You asked her how long, and she basically was like, until he died. Do you think that the Bible clouds like our natural instincts and decision-making skills sometimes?
Yeah, I think I think there's interpretations. And if you do believe that marriage is a covenant, then people are like, you do not break that covenant because mm-hmm. the covenant involves God. It's also like you married God.
Mm-hmm.
It's complicated because a belief is your faith, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it's hard to say to someone that's not true if it's what you really believe. Like, do you believe that?
That what?
Like, would you divorce under any circumstance?
I believe it for better or worse, but how worse? Like,
right.
how bad is the worst?
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Right. Yeah, they had a pretty worse. Mm-hmm. But I think she thought they could pray that away.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
like, I thought it was over, but...
And I feel like when you read the Bible, like, even God gets fed up
yeah.
at certain points.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I agree. I just think it's like, some people think about how it looks on the outside. I just, you know, it's tough. Because, and it depends on the generation. I think mm-hmm. her mother's generation definitely was like, you don't divorce.
All right, we got more with Regina Hall. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Regina Hall. Yee.
How much pressure is it for you when you think about how people look at you from the outside? Like how much you put out there for people to know about you personally?
I mean, I think I'm instinctively private. But, you know, I just grew up in a different generation where, you know, you did you and nobody knew. I mean, that's just, it's just how I lived. So it's just how I am. But I mean, I will say this. I've had stuff that's very wrong. I don't even address, especially dating stuff. I don't address it. But there's one that I would clear up because it was untrue. And he's not here. And that was like Chadwick Boseman. And that, like, I ran into him at Vanity Fair party and people assumed we dated and his fiance was right behind us and they got married and they're married and he was never inappropriate. And like, only if it's someone that, if it's like, and I saw you and like, because you're married, I've met your wife. Mm-hmm. I always like that to be clear because I would never want a, I would never, if that happened to me before. Mm-hmm. Crazy story is I was going, it was me and two friends and I was campaigning for Obama to become president in his first term. And there was a gentleman who was with us, like, you know, a part of the Nevada Democratic thing. And he was great. And we had to go to three places. And then, like, I didn't realize it and my feet were hurting. And so I was like, can you get me some? I'd never campaigned. And he got me flip flops. Mm-hmm. And he got three pair just because we were annoying. It was me and Sanan, our friend Lee. And he was just like, he didn't want to keep going back to the store. So he got three pair for me. Like they were $5 each. And I was like, oh, I said, you got three. He's like, they're $5 each. And then I think we went to a party to campaign and I was like, are you gonna dance? And he's like, I'll dance when Obama wins. And then we went to a church and we were talking about what his issue was. And he was almost a pastor at one time. And I was like, oh, so were you celibate? And he looked at me and I was like, oh my goodness, were you a fornicator? And he said, what does that even mean? And I said, someone who has sex before marriage. And he said, I know what that means. I said, well, what do they call men who had sex before marriage? And he said, men. And so we had a whole thing. But anyway, the day Obama was elected, he had a heart attack and passed.
No.
But the week before that, he sent me had sent me an email. Emails. The email involved all of us that were there. But the email said, I wrote, thanks so much for all of my expensive shoes. And then, and I said, you'll always be my favorite fornicator. And then he wrote back, is the pot calling the kettle black? And then I think I said, you owe me a dance because Obama was winning. And his wife found those.
Oh my gosh.
And he was a very faithful man. He did not try. There was nothing inappropriate in his behavior. I actually saw pictures of his wife. He told us, he was like, if he doesn't win this election, my wife is going to kill me. It was, and,
Is that why he had a heart attack?
And she didn't. No, he had a heart attack.
Oh.
He just was driving, going to pick up. And his wife found that. And we did talk to her, but I just think sometimes for women, I just always want them to know that, like, you know,
that's not
not even me, but it wasn't her man's.
Right.
You know, so it's not even the man's get down. If I see you, you know, I want him to be like, he didn't try anything. Mm-hmm. Like, we were talking. So only in those situations mm-hmm. when I'm like, then there's a spouse, because I just think as a wife, it's not.
I could see how that email, though, out
that's
of
a
context,
very specific email.
Context,
yeah, that one is like, I don't even know how you explain that one.
Oh, my goodness. And And my boyfriend at the time, I was like, what should I do? And he's like, she's upset. She's found the emails. You got to let it just wait. But I did tell her. Mm-hmm. And it was an email chain. And I think Sanaa wrote back and was like, oh no, it was a joke. But of course you're gonna say it's a joke.
Yeah.
Right.
And she probably was hurting already.
So that's why I'm always conscious for, you know, people in relationships.
I never heard the one with you and Chadwick. You don't hear nothing about you. Like, you clean out here.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Gotta create something.
Yeah. Oh, and they will make up some stuff. Don't think they won't.
I know. But when there's something wonderful to share, I will.
What realization? I can't talk about the movie without talking about the movie, but what realization do you think Trinity came to at the end of the movie?
I just think she realized that she's got to stand up and have some boundaries for herself. Mm-hmm. I think there was something about the end when he was like, they're here for me. I think she realized her husband was like selfish. Like, not that she didn't, but she just saw, like, he has not seen anything that I've done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did she step out also?
See, that's where I thought it was going.
Oh.
In the beginning.
I felt like there was a point where it felt like, Did she step out too?
No, she didn't.
I was confused about that because I felt like they alluded to it at one point.
That's what I thought too. Because in my mind, I was like, "Hey, they're not going to do that. That would be too predictable, right? Yeah. If it was just him, I mean, and the twist was good.
Yeah,
I just thought of him with some women, but it's just like, I'm like, she must have stepped out. It might be her.
Yeah,
that's what I thought it was going.
No, she really loved him. You know, she does love him. She just, it's just, he just has no attraction to her. She's not his type.
I could not understand that. I literally said that to myself like 5 or 6 times. I'm like, I'm in my mind, like, that's Regina Hall. What are you doing?
He was like, nobody's. And I have to say, Sterling, he's so much fun. And he's so funny. Like, totally just came and like embodied that character. And like, during the actual filming of the scene, we were both like this. He was like, this is terrible. You know, he felt bad that he had to do it as a character. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think they have a complicated relationship.
It's interesting though, because it felt like a pilot, because it feels like it's so much more to explore with those characters. Like when it was over, I was like, nah, they can't end like this. I need to see more.
I know.
That ending was so sudden. I was like,
yeah, I mean, I think the idea they wanted to leave with is things definitely won't be the same.
Right.
I mean, I think we saw that Heaven's House was really crowded.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We had the Devout Five. The Devout Five will not be five people here.
Yeah, you know, there was a tweet that said the only unrealistic thing about the movie was the congregation leaving after the scandal. Because they were like, the congregation.
Oh, yeah. Do they not leave, though? Have there been somewhere they've left?
Well, you know, I think also part of it was that you guys were closed.
Yeah, we were closed.
Oh, yeah.
And then they had to find someplace else to go. And when you close like that and everybody migrates somewhere else, now you've.
They found a new church home because we had been closed for a year because he was under investigation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I actually want to see more. I think it should be a series.
You think it should be a series?
Absolutely. Would you do a series if the opportunity presented itself?
You know, I'm doing another series. So I miss my old series, to be honest. I miss my Black Monday because I loved my cast so much.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I think the girls have talked, Adama and Adane, they talked about doing it as an adult. I know it sounds weird. Animation series.
Oh.
Okay, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a funny
satire. Yeah, because then they could take it places.
Got you. Black Monday was on Showtime, right?
It was on Showtime.
With Don Cheadle. Why didn't they bring that back?
I guess enough people weren't watching it. Yeah. I think they're watching it now, though.
Yeah.
So funny. Now I have many people who are like, I love this. They'd like discover it later.
Yeah, that happens. There's a lot of content out there, too.
It's a lot of content.
I feel like there was a Black Gold Rush, like around the COVID and George Floyd thing. And then it feels like they kind of shut it off a little bit.
Really? They waned?
Yeah.
Really? There's so much content. And see, that's another hard thing, too, is with there being so much content, like people discover it in its second and third season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't necessarily catch it in the first season unless you're going to put like tons of money into advertising.
I feel like you have a lot coming out at the same time right now, too.
Yeah. It's totally accidental, too, the timing of it, because Me Time came out. And it just was like not even, you know, who knew? That happens a lot. And people are like, oh, you're always working. But sometimes it's just the timing of release.
All right, we got more with Regina Hall. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Regina Hall. Yee.
So what's next for RH Production?
RH Negative. Oh, we have, I can't even talk about it, to be honest. But I have 3 things in development. A Showtime. And then a film that we're shopping right now. Hopefully someone will. It's another unique one. But I'm very excited about that one. And we just like sent it out. We've had a couple of passes, to be honest, because it's a risky one. But it's also really good, I think.
That's always good when you take those risks and they pay off.
I mean, yeah. If you know, the great thing about stuff like this is you can either go the studio route or... You know, you can do like the girls and you can go and do the independent route or you can go streaming and stuff like that. But the other projects are television shows.
I'm highly disappointed that you and Sterling K. Brown had to learn the words to the Negro spiritual.
Oh my gosh.
Nuck If You Buck.
Not learn the words. We never heard it.
What?
I mean, Nuck If You Buck is really a big song.
That's what I'm saying.
You're Black, Regina Hall.
It's embarrassing.
This is a Negro spiritual.
That's what I found out.
You didn't know that?
Aren't you from D.C.?
But I was in L.A. by then. I don't know if it was
in L.A.
Or was it?
This is literally like a Black national.
Was it in the club?
Yes.
That's why I didn't hear
This is a Negro spiritual. Like, this is up there with, like, a Juvenile Back That Ass Up.
And what song is that? No, I'm joking.
This is up there with God is good.
Wow. Yes. I don't know how we missed it.
And both of you, not just one, not like one.
Yes. Both of us. I mean, I was like, what song is that? I didn't know it. I think I had gotten out. The club days ended. I was so early for me.
This song is 18 years old.
It was over by then.
She's working. I never randomly see the hall in a club somewhere.
I know it was. It was over. Mm-hmm. I think it stopped for me in my 20s. You know why?
I seen Regina in a club before.
You did? Which one was it?
You was in Cannes. So that means that don't count.
Yeah. Yeah.
Event. Yeah.
That was an event. I know. That was fun.
That was very fun.
That was very fun.
And Nucky
fun.
P. Buck played that night.
I stayed 25, 30 minutes. I was gone.
In and out, baby.
I had my mask on, and Yvonne Orchie was there making fun of me.
Yep.
And I got COVID.
No.
Oh, my God.
You want to
hear something funny? Last time I saw Yvonne Orchie, she hit me the next day like, girl, I done tested positive for COVID.
So Yvonne out here being a super spreader.
Wait,
it's her.
She looked at me.
It was a while ago.
She looked at me and said, it's already in the mask. You got it. And then I was like, Yvonne, stop. And I did have it.
Wow.
But none of my other team got it. Nobody, my hair, makeup, all of us, we were the four people in masks. They didn't get it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy how that works?
How long did it take you to learn the song?
Like my little verse, like two or three days.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you sang the part.
Yeah.
That's the part that turns everybody up.
Yeah. No, that's what
Princess.
My assistant in Atlanta was like, well, you got to really sing her.
That's right.
And the crew stayed extra. They were like, because it was a night shoot. And they were like, we want to stay and watch y'all do it. I said, this is real for them. This is real. I felt like we had a responsibility. And so
How much flack have you gotten for admitting that you didn't know Nucky P. Buck?
I know, and I can't even undo it.
Issa going to be so disappointed in you.
I know. But I know it now. I know it now. That's what I learned. When people say what I learned from Trinity, it's Nucky P. Buck.
See,
that's what I learned.
That's God.
Yeah, I learned one of the other Negro spirituals.
Yes.
Yeah, not confused.
Do you know Light Tear the Club Up? What about some Lil Jon from the
Windows?
Oh,
I know Lil Jon, yeah.
No, you know him.
To the wall.
Do you know him?
Okay.
There you go.
What's the next line?
To the wall.
Sweat drop down my
There you go. That's a Negro spiritual too. Yeah.
I like the way you did.
I don't know why when I hear that word, I can't help it. It's like I have to.
I gotta grab some imaginary.
The action is just comes
God.
With the word. That happens every now and then with certain words.
At least you didn't do this.
Yeah, that's true. Well, now that's medication. Something's wrong. You got to take him to the doctor.
Well, Regina Ball, thank you.
Oh, man. Hope for Jesus, Save Your Soul is in theaters and screaming on Peacock right
movie.
Now.
Please, y'all, make sure you watch that movie. I'm so excited because what you're going to do with your company, too, is give so many up-and-coming people a chance.
Absolutely.
And I know that's so important to you. So congratulations.
Yes, thank you. And congratulations over here.
Oh, thank you.
So this is and your show. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yes,
y'all are. Yeah.
I saw Regina Hall the day that I announced my new show.
Yes.
I had to hop on a flight and go to Martha's Vineyard.
Yep.
And be on a panel with Regina Hall. I was like, what a way to celebrate.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting. Everyone's excited too. And everyone loves your show. I mean, it's an exciting time for people to have like
To do.
Yeah, the right? And the opportunity to do like more. You know what I mean? Just more.
Do you feel like black people in this business are finally getting their just due?
I think there's more opportunity, right?
Right.
And I think as we are adding voices behind the camera, whether it's producing or writing, it's getting the reality, the like real voices that we don't see. I think what happens is we end up seeing the one, like if one thing is a success, we see 5-10 versions of that. And then it feels like it's not a complete, right, version of the reality of a people, of a race. And so it's been hard to show the spectrum of that. But I think now it is getting better. You know, I don't think we should say it's in motion. And I think before it wasn't necessarily in motion, but I think it's in motion.
Well, Regina Hall, always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
Building with you. Make sure you check out Home for Jesus, Save Your Soul in theaters and screaming
also
on Peacock
check out
right
Me
now.
Time. She's starring in that also.
Yes. Shout out to Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell was up here and said Regina Hall plays the wife in Beast? Because they got it wrong. Who was that? I was like, what?
That is funny. Is there a wife in Beast?
I don't even know. I haven't seen Beast.
I think she was dead.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But then they corrected themselves and said me time. I was like, huh?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Well, shout out to Beast.
It's Regina Hall.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on the Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, we've been talking about Kanye with these Adidas designs, copying his Yeezy designs. And we talked about Swizz Beatz supporting him yesterday, saying companies need to do the correct thing. T.I. also defended Kanye because that is wrong. They can't take his design and then make it into a different sneaker, right? So now Diddy is joining in the conversation, and he posted, since the era of Run DMC, at Adidas has always used hip-hop to build its brand and make billions off of our culture, but we are more than just consumers now. We're the owners. Kanye and Yeezy are the reason Adidas is relevant to culture. We know our value. I'm done wearing Adidas products until they make this right. We have to support each other. Everybody repost this, please. So I guess people are going really hard to make sure, and they should do the right thing at this point.
So they're riding with Ye now. Everybody's riding with Ye again?
Well, as far as this, I think far as making sure that corporations aren't taking something that you designed and then just repackaging it into something of their own.
I'd like to know why things like this aren't negotiated beforehand, though.
I don't know what's in his contract.
That's what I'm saying.
It might have been, but they might have just felt like they could do it regardless. I mean, Ye has done a lot of
You can't just do things regardless in business.
Yeah, you just it seems like they've been doing it. And it's
it
not
feels
the
like
time.
Maybe legally they could do it, but now when you look at culturally, that was a messed up thing to do.
So go back to my original question. Why aren't things negotiated like this beforehand?
I'm sure it has, but they've been doing this to Ye for a long time. That sneaker that Swiss posted and everybody posted, they've been doing that.
Bro, you can't do that if contractually you can't do that.
That's what I said. That's what I said the other day, but they're doing it.
Mm-hmm. That means because clearly that's not in the contract.
Yeah, I don't know what's in his contract, so
I just know that a company just can't not do that.
But don't you think it would be obvious to have in a contract not to follow the designs that I make?
Once again, why aren't things like this negotiated
But if
beforehand?
Yeezy is through Adidas, then Adidas technically does have ownership of it also. Just like anything that you create under a corporation while you're there, they technically can own. Like, could he take that design, leave Adidas, and bring it somewhere else?
I don't know.
Probably not.
We don't know his contract.
We don't know what's in his deal.
But I know a lot of times when you create something under a brand like that, you know, but you would just think they wouldn't morally do that. That's
so
all I'm saying.
I wonder what his end goal is with all of this, though. Like, what does he ultimately want? Because I'm sure he can't just up and leave Adidas, right? Because of what we just talked about. Well, they're in partnership together.
Yeah, unless he feels it's a breach of contract. I'm sure, you know, I just don't know. Because legally, we have no idea. We don't know if it's a breach. Mm-hmm. We don't know if they were well within their rights to do that. We don't know what type of clauses they have. But I think he's just bringing attention to it and wants to make sure people don't buy this other sneaker and keep on buying the Yeezys.
No, I get it.
Because it takes away from the value of Yeezy if you have Adidas that aren't Yeezys that look just like it.
Yeah, and I think a multi-billion-dollar company like that wouldn't do something like that if they knew they would be in breach, because they know that's an easy lawsuit.
Mm-hmm. All right, now let's talk about Kim Kardashian. She's on the cover of Interview magazine. I have to say, I did not even realize that was her when I saw the picture.
Wow, she look white?
It's just a completely... Yes.
She looks very white.
It's really her face, the hair color, everything.
It looks like a spoof of White Girls. Listen, I thought it was like the new White Girls coming out.
The other day, Kanye referred to her as half white. She didn't look half white. No. She looked 100% Caucasian.
She looked full white.
Out the Caucasus Mountains.
All right. Well, there's a line in the interview, and the headline is, "Not bad for a girl with no talent." And that is just supposed... You know, that's just a... I guess satirical remark about people always saying, what is her talent? What is her talent? And so Kim talks about that. She said, I think it came from people saying, what are you famous for? And I'm like, well, we have a TV show, but just because we're not singing and dancing and acting on the show doesn't mean that the fame didn't come from that. But then I would write that as a hashtag, not bad for a girl with no talent, because people used to be like, well, what do you do? What's your talent? And I'm like, didn't know I needed one. But she said that I think my talent is marketing.
Didn't know I needed one.
And the business behind selling products and knowing what the customer wants and making it feel attainable, but also a bit unattainable at the same time. So that's her talent.
Marketing and promotion, yeah.
Yeah.
That's their talent, marketing and promotion. Cannot stop talking about them for whatever reason.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
And they know what they're doing. She knew to be all white on that cover. Right after Kanye called her half white, she's like, no, you put this out right now.
I'm all white.
Let them see it. I'm all white when I need to be.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Who are you giving your donkey to, man?
And always remember, black men, marrying and impregnating white women is a choice. Okay? Black men need to be with black women. All right? Might have to say that every day for the rest of my radio career. Okay, black men need to be with black women. You don't like that? Let's argue.
What
okay?
are you doing? What
and you know what?
Queens?
I'm not even gonna argue with you. You know what I'm gonna do?
What?
I'm gonna bring up Dr. Umar and let him fight my battles. Okay, I'm gonna let God and Dr. Umar fight my interracial battles.
I can't wait. I can't wait to the prom.
What prom?
One of your little baby's proms.
Nigga, please. Shut up. I rebuke you in the name of Satan.
You gotta put your kids in school with all other black kids.
Hi, Mr. McKelvey. How are you doing?
I rebuke you, Satan.
My name is Joey.
Don't do that. I rebuke you, Satan. Okay? I'm not even accepting that in my life right now. I'm not letting you do this to me, Andy.
Because you're going to end up falling in love with who you around.
Once again, that is not true either. Okay?
It's not?
No.
You're going to fall in love with who you're not.
Just because you've seen envy around me for 13 years and he's in love doesn't mean anything. Ma'am. Okay? All right?
Well, you giving a donkey to?
Four after the hour, donkey to do is going to Popeyes.
What's your problem? What's your problem?
I don't know. I got a whole other problem now, but I'm not gonna let Satan use me this morning. All right. Okay.
Donkey of the Day's up next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the game. Donkey of the Day. Charlamagne.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit it with the heat.
Yeah, it's the Breakfast Club, bitch.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, September 7th, goes to the Popeyes near Ponch de Leon Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia. There's a student at Georgia State University named Joe Ortega. She is a senior and an amazing humanitarian, okay? Joe, whoever raised you right, because Joe, okay, was at the Popeyes in Atlanta ordering who knows what, maybe the 8-piece butterfly shrimp or the surf turf sandwich, who knows, but she was getting something to eat, and she noticed the homeless man out there who looked hungry. Now, I don't know about everybody else, but one thing Leonard McKelvey, Uncle Charlotte, Brother Leonard cannot do is walk past a homeless person. Okay, I have to give them some change. I have to buy them some food, especially veterans. Drop on the clues bombs for all the veterans out there. Lord have mercy. Can you imagine being homeless in the country you fought for? You was in the military protecting our freedom. Now you don't even have a place to stay? Disgusting. So, yeah, I'm that guy. Giving out money in traffic, giving out money to folks I see on the street. It is what it is. So, Joe Ortega, I feel you. Okay, and you did the right thing. It's a damn shame that the Popeyes near Ponch de Leon Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia, tried to stop you from doing the right thing because they called the police on Joe for simply trying to buy a homeless man food. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Let's go to Fox 5 Atlanta for the report, please.
GSU senior Joe Ortega was door dashing last week at the Popeyes off of Ponce. She noticed a man off to the side who looked hungry. When she offered to get him food, this was how employees reacted.
No, ma'am, you can't do it.
Why? He's asking for food.
Ma'am, you can't do it. I don't care nothing about you recording me, baby.
May I have your name so I can let the people know?
Joe Ortega says she was just trying to do a good deed.
I can't order for this homeless man right here who asked for food.
Her initial disbelief that employees wouldn't let her buy a two-piece for the man experiencing homelessness.
They called the cops on me, everything, bro.
Quickly turned into anxiety when the cops showed up.
At that moment, I was terrified. I thought I was going to get arrested. So I was like, well, maybe I should just call my family and tell them I might not be coming home tonight.
APD confirmed that they did respond, but they didn't do anything since Ortega didn't break any laws. Also grateful, that man with the empty stomach.
My name's Jazz, and thanks.
Oftentimes, the homeless are treated like stray animals, stray cats. Like, if you feed them, they're going to keep coming back. We don't want them to keep coming back. Mm-hmm. And in all of this, I believe that, you know, people deserve to be treated like people.
And they're not animals. They're humans. Okay, we all are. It's just some of us lack humanity. What is humanity? The qualities that make us human, such as, but not limited to, the ability to love and have compassion. Now, I understand Popeye's not wanting to have homeless people maybe loitering around the restaurant, but let me ask you a simple question. If I'm homeless and hungry, where else would I hang around? All I want is some shelter or some food. I know I'm not going to get no shelter in this restaurant, but maybe, just maybe, somebody will throw me a 3-piece tender combo, okay? This is what I don't understand about workers at places like Popeyes. Why do you care? If someone wants to buy a homeless person food, how can you deny them that? It's not like they're asking you to give them a free popcorn shrimp combo. Joe simply noticed a fellow human in need and decided to go purchase that man a 2-piece, all right? 2-piece, biscuit, mashed potatoes. Life is good. Make sure you get that homeless man some water to wash it down, because that Popeye's biscuit not going down without a fight. It's not going down without no liquid, okay? Why, Popeye's employees? Seriously, just why? And then to call the police on that young lady simply because that young lady was doing the right thing? How you wake up in the morning feeling evil? Not wanting to serve somebody something that y'all gonna throw away at the end of the night anyway. So what if that homeless person had his own money? Would y'all deny him service? If so, that's a form of discrimination that should automatically send you to hell for at least 3 months. Okay, you don't got to be there for eternity, but you need to be in hell for at least 3 months. Just enough to come out extra crispy. Okay, now Joe eventually did get a hold of a general manager at the store who felt terrible about the whole thing. And he ended up letting her and the homeless man Jazz order anything they wanted that night free of charge. Drop on the clues bombs for that general manager. Okay, God bless that general manager. Listen, the moral of the story is this. Do things for people not because of who they are or what they do in return, but because of who you are. It's simple. Joe, you showed me that you are a beautiful person with integrity that cares about others. Popeyes near Ponce de Leon Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia? Not so much. Please let Remy Ma give that Popeyes near Ponce de Leon Avenue in Atlanta the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
Like, who cares? Mm-mm. Why you ain't let them buy? Why you ain't let Joe buy that man some homeless? I mean, some food, huh? Mm-mm. Yikes.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Yes, I'm going to be in Atlanta this Friday, too, at the HBUC located at the Met, 680 Murphy Avenue, with Stacey Abrams and 21 Savage and Francis Johnson.
What's it called again?
The HBUC located at the Met. They got free food, free drinks, all type of stuff.
Okay.
Yes, with Stacey Abrams, 21 Savage, and Francis Johnson this Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, up next is Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Ye right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Come on.
Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
Oh, my God. It's Jackie.
Hey, Jackie. What's your question
Jackie.
For you?
Jackie.
Hey, Angela Yee. What's up, DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God?
Peace.
That I'm on The Breakfast Club this morning. I've also been calling it through. So, real quick, I'm in a long-distance relationship. Charlamagne, don't come for me. I live in South Florida.
Lord have mercy.
So he lives in the Bronx in Castle Hill. I'm in South Florida. And, like, my question is this, right? I have been in and out of relationships all my life, right? I've been married. I'm 55. And I finally find somebody that, like, gets me. But both of us are dealing with some financial stuff. And we go back and forth with, okay, I'm coming to Florida. No, I'm coming to New York. And, like, I don't know if I want to go back to New York. And he struggles with coming down here because of the, you know, everything happens in New York. And so, like, I just need somebody to, and then my friends are like, well, if he don't have it like that to do this for you and do that for you, why are you even with him? And it's like, I'm not even in that place anymore where it's, you know, important for somebody to have a whole lot of money. Like, he got a lot of good qualities, a lot of good character and integrity, and those are the things that I want in somebody's life, in my life, you know.
So okay, so you're like, so you don't want this to continue to be a long distance relationship. You guys want to be in the same city
eventually? Yes. It's only been 6 months. It'll be okay. 6 months this Friday, and I'm headed to New York to go see him.
Nice. Okay, so the question is, are you concerned about his financial stability and being able to provide for you as well?
Yes.
What is it that he does, and are there things that he's planning to do? Like, is there some upward mobility? Does he have plans? Is he ambitious? Because I also feel like ambition is important.
Right, that's facts. That's absolutely facts. And he's, I mean, we're both up in age. You know what I mean? Like, retirement is, like, not, it's, like, less than 12, 13 years away. So right now he works in Manhattan, maintenance superintendent for an apartment building. And, like, you know, yeah, he's always doing other jobs. He's got a window cleaning business and stuff like that.
Okay, we like it.
Some other factors, but there's other factors that, you know, go into play. And, like, I make really good money down here, but I know that if I came up there, I could make a lot more for my field.
Well, all right, I'm going to say a couple of things, Jackie. It's only been 6 months, so it's not like y'all have to make a decision right now. And I do want to recommend, what could happen is he can look around and see what opportunities are available near you, and you can see what opportunities are available back in New York, and then you guys can figure out whatever your decision might be. Because he might be like, wow, I just found this great opportunity where I can come here and expand my business and do this and do that. Or you might be like, look at this, how much more money I could be making if I was in New York. But you don't have to decide today.
Right. That is true. That is true. And I just want to let Charlamagne know, maybe he could link me up because I'm a therapist. And and he's always talking about how he is, you know, with the mental health field. So if you know anybody, Charlamagne, and you want to you know, send me some links to some jobs up there in New York, man, I'm down for that. I can send you my email.
I'll connect you with somebody. I'll connect you with Dr. Alfie Breland Noble.
Okay.
She could probably point you in the right direction.
But I do want to say, if you're in love with this person, or you feel like there's potential for you to be in love, not to give up on it, and that you guys will work through and figure it out. But you also can take your time, and I feel like whatever decision you make, make sure y'all are making it together.
That's right. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Angela. Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Keep doing what y'all doing. I'm going to miss the hell out of you, lady. But I know that, you know, you have to, like you said, upward mobility. So I look forward to the changes that are going to happen for the Breakfast Club and for your up-and-coming endeavors and things that you're doing.
Well, thank you, Jackie. And your man is very lucky to have you.
Thank you. You guys have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Hold on. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yee now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. I'ma
keep it real with you. Get some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Nikki.
Hey, Nikki. What's your question for Yee?
So, I am 41, and I have never been married. I'm currently engaged. I've been with this guy for a little over 2 years, and literally, he has cheated the whole time. And I just feel that I can't leave because I'm engaged, and I want to be married, but at the same time, I know that I don't want to be married to this person. Every time I catch him, he promises this is the last time. He's rededicating himself to the relationship. He just makes stupid mistakes. Please don't leave him. He needs me.
Nikki, at this point, it's not a mistake. It's who he is. And if every single time he's getting caught and you're still taking him back, he's really not going to stop. Things don't get better after you get married. If he's doing these things before you get married, what makes you think that the behavior is going to stop? He doesn't think you're ever going to leave him.
Right.
And I want to say, like, you waited this long to find the right person. You can wait longer for that. There's no reason for you to feel obligated to be in something that you don't need to be in. Don't put yourself in a situation where you already know you don't want to get married, but you're still engaged. He's doing these things, this behavior. He's cheating on you all the time, hurting you. And then you're still continuing to allow it to happen. At this point, you're letting him do this. And he's feeling like it's okay. All it's going to do is you guys will have a little argument. He's going to tell you he's never going to do it again. And then you're back together.
Right. He does not accept no to a breakup.
Well, because you're not breaking up. Why is it that you feel like you have to be with him?
I just feel like it's been this long and I don't feel that I have good prospects. Like, it's the same thing constantly.
I feel like it's been this long. Why make it any longer? There is no time like the present to change your whole situation. And the only reason you don't have other prospects is because you're closed off to them, because you're in the middle of this stupid relationship with this idiot. That's the only reason you don't have other prospects, is because you're not open to them. You have to take the trash out so that you can clear the slate.
I guess, what do you think would be the best way to just do it? Just to kind of block him out of my life altogether and just stop talking to him?
Do you guys live together?
No, we're long distance.
Okay, well, thank goodness for that. So that's an even better reason why you can easily leave him. You should tell him. You should be like, you know what? You've cheated on me X amount of times. This is not how I envision my life. You're not the person that I want to be with. The person I want to be with would treat me with respect and not humiliate and embarrass me and hurt me over and over and over again. And I don't see your behavior ever changing, and I deserve better, and I know that. So now I'm going to work on me and do things that I need to do for myself instead of sacrificing my happiness just because I feel like I have to. I know I don't need to be in this.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Okay, thank you. I know it's the truth.
Nikki, I know you know.
A hard step.
But, you know, I just don't want you to get used to dysfunction and feel like it's normal. It's not normal. This is not what marriage is. This is not what a relationship is. This is not love.
Right. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome, Nikki.
All right.
I mean, he's endangering her health doing these things, too.
800-585-1051. If you need advice, relationship advice, you can call Yee now. Now you got rumors on the way?
Yes, and let's talk about French Montana. He talks about being inspired to start an addiction help service, and we'll tell you who inspired him to do that.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, French Montana was on the People Every Day podcast, and he spoke about a lot of different things. He had his own issues with addiction, and now he's partnered with Guardian Recovery Services and NAQI Healthcare to provide supervised in-home detox programs for addicts who are looking to get sober. Now, what was the inspiration for this? Here is what French Montana had to say.
Where we lost Mac Miller to a drug overdose. So can you take me through how losing him ultimately, you know, helped lead you to teaming up with Guardian Recovery Network to form NAQI?
In the past 20 years, the overdose level have doubled. I've been thinking about this for a very long time. What can I do to help? And when the Mac Miller thing happened, it just put the icing on the cake. And it was just like, we got to come together and finally make this thing happen. So I met with this lady named Charisse. And we got up with Guardians. They've been doing it for about 15 years. We put it together for about 2 years now planning. And we finally just opened it up the other day. So I'm very excited and very happy that we can cure people, especially at the comfort of their home.
Yeah, people are private, he said. And so when you go through the problems, you want to stay private. You want to be where you're comfortable. So that's why he decided to partner up and start this service. And he talks about himself being sober and overcoming his own addiction. He said sober is becoming his new high. And the people said he was out of control and had to do what he had to do. It was the hardest thing he ever did in his life, he said, to snatch himself back.
Mm-hmm. That's very noble of French, Luther French.
Mm-hmm. All right, and congratulations to Vince Staples. He has the Vince Staples Show coming. It's a new scripted comedy series that'll be on Netflix. He's partnering with Kenya Barris for that. And he'll star in this series, and it's loosely inspired by his life. So that's really dope. Congratulations to him.
Dropping the clue bombs for Vince Staples and Kenya Barris.
Vince Staples said, per Deadline, this has been something I've been developing for some time, and I'm happy it's coming to fruition. All right, Teyana Taylor has thanked Janet Jackson for surprising her at her show in London. Can you imagine what that must be like? She said, so London had me in shambles and crying like a full-blown baby to my day ones. Y'all already know what these full circle moments mean to me. The love, the energy, the raw emotions, the vibes, the icon. Janet Jackson, do you hear me? London was unmatched. So she posted a picture of herself with Janet Jackson. It's one of the greatest surprises of her life, she said. Janet Jackson popping out at a Teyana Taylor show. And Nicki Minaj, somebody is selling allegedly a nail from one of her performances at the VMAs. The person in the description said, I was front row in the pit at the VMAs, and Nicki's acrylic nail fell off moments before she started to perform. The crew quickly glued on a replacement. This nail was worn by the Queen Nicki. Our phones were locked up during filming. However, I have included photos taken before and after the show to prove authenticity. Happy to provide any further evidence if desired. That person is selling that nail on eBay, and it has 27 bids. So far, it's at over $14,000.
Wow. Well, don't think you can put any type of root on that nail because it's acrylic. All right. It won't work. Okay.
All right. Method Man recently talked about why he's not on the Wu-Tang Clan's New York State of Mind tour. He wanted to make sure he cleared it up. There were all kinds of rumors going around. I saw they added Busta Rhymes to some of the shows. Wu-Tang, Nas.
Nas, I've seen you.
Yeah, Meth isn't there. So here's what he had to say.
I have sacrificed so much over the years to satisfy the fans. But to be dissatisfied or to even blame me for your experience is unfair. My brothers are super duper talented, with or without me. And I'm glad to say at 51 years old, I have options. Not everybody can say that. Love Wu-Tang. Wish I could have been on that tour with them. The booking came at a bad time. I was already booked to do a movie. I'm a very nice guy, but I'm not a pushover. And I will not let anyone disrespect me. I'm a father, a grandfather, a husband, a brother. I have family and I have feelings on top of that.
Who can't understand that, though?
I guess they didn't know he had a movie booked.
Well, I wonder who's he talking to, though?
He went on live, or he went on social media.
But as I'm saying, who's he talking to? Who's he responding to?
Because some of the fans were upset that he wasn't at the show, and they thought he just was having issues, so he was clearing it up. He had a booking. He's doing a movie. That's why he's not on the tour.
Yeah, I don't see how people can't understand that.
Well, I think they didn't know. So now he's explaining why he's not there. He would love to be there, but unfortunately the timing didn't work out for him because he's an actor.
And you got to understand, I mean, that's a notable absence, right? When you don't see that mess with the Klan. Yeah, so that's going to disappoint a lot of people, so I understand that.
Right, and he doesn't want people to feel like he just was a no-show and didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's talk about Jay Alphonse Nicholson, a.k.a. Lil Murder from P-Valley. Do y'all watch P-Valley?
Not yet.
All right, amazing show. Well, he was on Tamron Hall, and they were discussing the success of the series, and he got very emotional reflecting on his role, because Little Murder is definitely a standout role on P-Valley that has a lot of people talking all the time.
You live a very quiet life in many ways.
Yeah.
And now here you are on this big journey with this character that people, they didn't know how to react to this guy.
Yeah.
Because of you, and you brought him to life. Why are you crying?
I'm just blessed to be here. You know. This experience, the love that people show you is overwhelming. It's such an honor to be able to bring such a complex story to the to the table and to be a representation for any and everyone. I call Lil Murder the everyman. Yeah. And so I'm just crying because, like I said, the love is overwhelming, and being able to step into these shoes and bring Katori's Hall's story to light and represent a black woman, it's truly, I'm grateful for it. And the Emmy talk, come on, y'all. It's
That man appreciates the blessings God has bestowed upon him. I salute him.
And he just launched a foundation also earlier this week. So shout out to him for the great work that he's doing. I had a chance to meet him at the Essence Festival. And y'all know I love P-Valley as well. Shout out to my girl Gigi, who made a guest appearance on this season, which was really exciting for her. A lot of that was inspired by Gigi as well. You know, she created The Last Dance, when strippers do like that last dance before they retire. And so they had that on the show, and... you know, they've said, Katori has said that Gigi was an inspiration. So you could check her out on Lip Service, too. Okay. All right? Well, that is your rumor report.
And listen, I want to salute to Jid, too, man. Dropping the clues bombs for Jid, man. That Forever Story album, phenomenal body of work. Phenomenal body of work. I have that in my rap albums of the year category. And I've been trying to get them to play Money up here on the radio all morning, but they keep ignoring me because they want to play the same records that are a year old over and over. But
they.
Eventually, we'll get a...
Who is they?
You, nope. Eddie. Okay. You and Eddie. That's who they is. All right? And I done told y'all Eddie three, told four times this morning times. To play Money. I did. I said it's on Tidal. It's on Apple. The album is out. He's like, I don't have Tidal.
He doesn't have Tidal.
I don't have Tidal. You got Apple, though. But then he's... Oh, you don't got no streaming platforms, Eddie?
No.
Wow. 2022, and Eddie don't have no streaming services on his phone.
What about streaming services?
Yes, I stream services. I don't have it on my phone.
But no screaming services.
All right.
Either way, salute to Jid, the Forever Story.
Yeah, I was trying to get something man. With that Hampton University. Hopefully, we can still make it happen.
That young man has a phenomenal body of work with the Forever Story. Salute to you.
All right. Well, People's Choice mixes up next at the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a shout to Regina Hall for joining us this morning.
Honk for Jesus. Save Your Soul. That movie is streaming now on Peacock and also in theaters.
Yeah, salute to Queen Regina Hall, man. Regina Hall is the same person on air, off air. Whenever you meet her, she's just always so pleasant. So salute to Regina Hall.
All right. Well, you got a positive note?
I do, but before that, I want to tell everybody, man, thank you to everybody who's been RSVPing to come to the Mental Wealth Expo on October 8th. This is my second annual Mental Wealth Expo. It's a day of mental health and healing education. It's happening October 8th at the Marriott Marquis Times Square in New York City from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It is a free event. All you got to do is go to mentalwealthexpo.com to register. We've named a few of the people that's going to be there, like Nadra Glover-Tawab, like Dr. Alfie, like Dr. Spirit, like Devi Brown. We got Wallow and Shaka Sankor in conversation about the impacts of the prison system on your mental health. My man David McCullough is going to be there repping Inception. We have a rappers panel that we're putting together that is going to be led... well, not led by, but Rhapsody is going to be on it, along with some others that we're going to name shortly. And our keynote speakers are Pastor Torrey Roberts and Sarah Jake Roberts. So it's a free event, mentalwealthexpo.com. All you got to do is go there, the RSVP, and you can be with us on October the 8th. Okay? Okay. Now, the positive note is simply this, man. Never stop doing little things for others, because sometimes those little things occupy the biggest parts of their hearts.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good at your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder Colab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.